With the owner of a Toyota, I have your keys. There's a Mickey Mouse on it. If you could come get your keys from me, I have them. Guys, if you don't know what I'm talking about, you need to catch up with Vanderpump Rules Season 5, Episode 2. It's What Went Down, starting now.
You're tuning into the destination for TV superfan discussion, AfterBuzz TV. And now, let the buzz begin.
Oh, it goes down,
what?
Down in the DM.
Yeah.
What a ridiculous song. I love this song. I feel like we used it last season too.
Really?
We did when Jesse came in. Because we were like, we booked him through DM.
Oh, like you're right.
He DM'd someone and that's how we booked him. How funny. Guys, we're so excited that you're joining us again this week. If you're not joining us in the chat, jump in. Join us in the chat. We'd love to talk with you.
Jump on in.
We got our man last year. This is good.
I know. I'm excited. Well, guys, hey, let's introduce ourselves. It is Megan Stecker back with you here again, and I'm joined tonight by...
Hi, I am Matthew Evan Payne.
And I am Justine, and you can find me on all my social media platforms at Let's Face It with Justine. But my Twitter, Let's Face It 33, hit me up. And I'm excited to be back, guys.
Yay. Justine was filming a very popular reality show last week. We can't say what, but I'm sure we'll be able to give away some more details when it gets closer to airing, right?
It's not like I'm like the main person or anything. It was just a few episodes. It was very interesting, to say the least, you know, going and being on a reality show gives you a whole different perspective. So I look at this show and I'm like, oh my God, I know exactly how they lit the whole thing. I know exactly the feeling. And what I will tell you, a lot of people, I always wondered, you know, because I never worked on a reality show before, even doing hair and makeup, which is what I do. You wonder how real it is. And you really do. I was only like, maybe in front of the cameras like an hour or two, like max, during the days I did it. And you get used to the cameras. Like, you really do get used to it.
Almost forgetting that they're there.
Yeah. Right. And then so I have these, they're probably so used to it by now. Like, it's not like you forget, but you're almost like, there's a camera, no one's gonna record. Like, you just forget that that's all gonna be recorded and put on.
Interesting.
Yeah. So
I feel like I couldn't forget, but I don't know. I don't have that experience. But let's talk about, we've had a really tough week, I want to say, as a nation and as grown people who are over 18 and probably all voted here. And I just want to say, I feel like for me, this almost seems like a little silly to be, you know, so invested in a reality show and talking about this when it seems like there's a lot of scary things going on. And I just hope that here at AfterBuzz, you guys will just keep diving in and this can be your respite during the week, you know, make you forget about everything that's going on, and then, you know, be ready to fight for your cause after you're done listening. But we just want you guys to know we are a very inclusive community here at AfterBuzz, and we certainly aren't speaking for our owners or sponsors or anything, but we just want you to know, as personally as people, we're very accepting, and we love you all.
And people
peace
love,
on earth. People, come together.
People love their Vanderpump Rules, and they love their Vanderpump Rules after show.
They do.
Yes.
Let's all come together. okay, so this week's episode, What Went Down? Guys, I'm sorry if my voice is
so
going...
weird to watch right now, like looking at...
Justine's staring at the chat.
Yeah, I'm trying not to look very distracted.
She,
I'm not going to
She gets so distracted by the chat, because we used to put it up on the screen a
and
couple times.
And I would
times.
Just be like...
Anyway, on What Happened Tonight... the gang's all joining in Lisa's office, talking about their participation in her efforts for World Dog Day.
Right.
They're going to be raising funds to fight Yulin, as well as, I think, some other terrible dog events that go on in other countries. And maybe even here, they donated some of the money, too. But dog abuse, they're fighting. Unfortunately, Lisa mentions right in front of Brittany, basically knowing about the rumor between... that Jax is spreading about what's happened between Brittany and Kristen. We go immediately to Sheena really trying to comfort her in the back alley right outside of work. This whole episode really centered around this again, which I feel like we're not... It's going to keep going. It's going to keep going. Where are you guys with your belief in everyone's participation in what happened, what really happened... Matt, I know you had a lot to say while we were viewing the show.
I just feel like this is the ultimate betrayal.
Okay.
Brittany has moved here all the way from Kentucky to be with her boyfriend, to start a life with her boyfriend, the man that she loves. And whether or not this happened, he doesn't have her back. On the contrary, he is starting major controversy. And all of his friends, now her friends, are saying, stop it. Stop spreading this rumor. And he's like, but it happened. Yeah. And I think whether or not it happened, shut up. Stop it. She's, your girlfriend is asking you to please stop it. You're hurting her feelings. And his I'm sorry just isn't good enough, quite frankly.
I agree. I am 100% there with you. I feel like this isn't, if you're upset about it, Jax, I wouldn't spread it around. I would maybe try to tell one guy friend confidentially what happened and just to be able to vent. But for him to go spreading it around, we do see that everyone at work starts talking about this, and it seems like it's getting embellished and changed around. And whether or not that was, you know, for the cameras, for the show, it's just, it's so silly.
They were showing all of the co-workers.
Yeah, so we saw Christina Kelly talking about it to someone. We saw Jesse talking about it to someone. And we saw the cooks
in the kitchen, which reminded me of when Kristen was fired from Sir. And they had everyone talking about it, and they were high-fiving in the kitchen. And I definitely feel like that is a produced moment right there.
And I thought it was a fun ode to when they did that, for sure.
Absolutely. But I think it's just their way of showing that everybody's talking about it, because Brittany feels like...
Right.
Brittany feels like the asshole.
Right. So what I think is, if your boyfriend is so pissed, take it up with you and settle it. Either he forgives you or you break up. Like, what's
this? Jax is like a baby. Yes. He just acts like it's fine. If you're mad and you just can't get over it, then you do something about it. But he doesn't ever take action. He just is either mad and just sits in it and just creates a fit.
He's a gigantic baby.
It's ridiculous.
It's so much of what we always see from him. There's no taking any responsibility. So rather than being like, babe, I'm sorry, everybody knows now and I keep talking about this, I'm just really hurt, he blows up in her face.
Him and James are, like, I think two of the most unstable characters in the show.
Maybe that's why they hate each other. They see likeness in each other, but we'll see. Yeah. Moving on, Stassi and Katie meet up. We're cross-cutting this at the same time as Tom and Tom meeting up, and what both parties are talking about here would be Katie and Tom's wedding. So, I saw a really funny tweet that said, that one of the Toms retweeted that said, the Toms' periods must be synced up at this point or something, which I thought was so funny.
That is pretty funny.
Enjoying their spa day.
I do love their friendship.
I know, it's adorable.
I just love the fact that they went to Voda Spa.
I feel like they're two very, like, emo guys, and them getting together to talk about their feelings is, like, the cutest thing, because usually I feel like guys aren't that honest with each other sometimes, I've heard.
And they're, like, a little, I don't know how to explain it, like, I can't see, like, at least the guys that I've talked to, I can't see them having, like, a date with their buddy and talking about feelings, and they, like, really do, and it's totally okay.
And they mean it.
Yeah.
I mean, whether or not it's produced, like, I definitely think they're having real talk.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. I love how Tom Sandoval said, Tom Schwartz was just saying that he loves strong hands, and Tom Schwartz said, no, soft hands.
Right. You know what's funny is I think Tom Sandoval has, like, a really weird sense of humor / like, not really a sense of humor. Maybe I just don't get it.
No, I think,
and then
bingo.
Schwartz is hilarious to me.
Yeah, me too.
So it's very funny to see them play off of each other. I feel like you get some really funny moments out
of them. I could watch Tom Schwartz all night long. Like, I remember season one, we saw him here and there, and I think even, what was it, season two, he was just in and out, sprinkled in, and I remember saying to him, you need to be on more. And he was like, well, thank you, I appreciate it. And then the third season, it was like he was cast.
Took off.
Yeah, so happy.
Thank God, because he's so handsome.
So handsome.
He's
so
my
funny.
Favorite.
Yeah.
Oh, he's everyone's favorite.
He is
favorite.
So good looking, but he's so pretty.
And he's so nice.
But he's so,
nice. So
pretty. Like, I would feel like it's like almost like a competition. Like he's so pretty and I'm a girl and I'm like, oh, I gotta look prettier. Like, he's so good looking. It's just intense.
We've been talking about Tom Schwartz for 7 minutes.
I mean, what's a girl to do? So do either of you know what princess water is? This princess water that got brought to Stassi?
That's not
the Asa water. That's diamond water, right?
I have no
From
idea.
From Asa on...
Oh, on Shots of Sunset?
Yeah.
I love when Katie came in and she was like, oh, I brought princess water. And Sassy said, the best. And you went, what is princess water?
I said, what is princess water? I need it in my life. First of all, it's the most perfect thing to bring Stassi because she's like Princess Stasia from, what was it, Sweden or something? Was that what she said in the very first season?
I remember that. That was like episode one. Like,
yes.
That was a long time ago.
My queen. Wow. Queen Stassi.
Yeah.
I just thought it was so funny. And I love the way her apartment was decorated.
The blue and gold.
All the neutrals.
It's so cute.
I love neutral home furnishings. I loved it, loved it, loved it. So Stassi makes her plea to be a bridesmaid, kind of. And she says to camera, to us in her interview, like, I hope this doesn't become the Hunger Games of bridesmaids. I have no doubt Stassi would win the Hunger Game of bridesmaids for sure.
Like 100%. I could totally see that happening.
100%. So we get Tom's take on saying the wedding's going to be understated and they're not even going to have a cake. Meanwhile...
Oh, my God.
Sorry, guys. I'm like... had a sinus infection this week. I'm still recovering. We get Tom's take and then we see Katie at the same time saying, and like, flowers will be X thousands of dollars, you know, setting us up for the upcoming fight.
Yeah.
James's apology to Sheena moves us on in the episode.
He's always half-assed his apologies.
They are.
He's always apologizing. Like, wouldn't you think there's a problem if you're always apologizing for something?
Agreed.
Yeah.
Like, always.
I had a roommate in college who was like this. She would blow up on you, say whatever she wanted to say to you, and 5 minutes later, she wanted to apologize, and she was fine. It was over. She wanted you to be like, okay, great, yeah, and I would be like, get away from me. I need an hour to even process what just happened. And no, I don't forgive you. And she would pester me to try to forgive her. Like, I don't like people that are like, oh, yeah, it's fine. I said what I wanted to say, so now I can apologize. Like, no, that's not how I operate. No.
Give it a day or two and then expect it to be better.
Right.
At least last season, because they referenced the apology tour tonight.
Yeah.
And last season, it's like Kristen gave it time. Like, the season was coming to an end, I think, when she apologized to Ariana about everything that had gone down.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, the fight had just happened with James, and he's apologizing to Sheena, and I know we're not quite there yet, but to Katie, too, and...
Yeah, I think that they sense it's disingenuine, according to Sheena. So we got one of our first...
I love how James asked Sheena how she was doing, and she was like, I'm great. My nose is good, too.
Oh, my God. Well, I think that's her refuting the claims that she had a nose job, which was also going on Twitter tonight.
Do you think she did?
I don't think she did. I mean, she lost a tremendous amount of weight, so her face looks so tiny to me. I mean, even if she did, I don't care. I don't know why people hide
I don't understand. Like, it's not that big a deal. Like, I don't know. I don't think, especially this day and age and what's going on and surgeries and Botox. I mean, Botox isn't, you know, like a surgery, but, you know, enhancing, altering your look, I don't think people would really care.
I mean, they're very big proponents of all the Botox they do, so I'm not sure why if she had it done, it would be something that needed to be hidden. So maybe she didn't have it done.
I don't even know that it was something that needed to be hidden.
Right.
I think it's just kind of a low blow to call someone on it publicly, like trying to put her down for having it done.
Okay.
He wasn't saying it nicely.
Right.
Yeah. Yeah.
I think two people said something on the chat.
Oh.
No, I'm one of them.
Oh.
Okay. If we have any news, Matt will let us know.
I will let you know.
Lala meets up with her mom, and this was actually a pretty emotional scene. Lala meets with her mom and immediately is crying before they even are greeted by the server to ask what they want to drink, saying, you know, mom, thanks for coming out here and supporting me. It seems like whenever Lala gets upset with the group, there's an immediate, like, I need to fly home and have my mom tell me she loves me and stuff.
Yeah.
And it comes up through her mom that she was bullied a lot as a kid, which was referenced last season. But it makes sense to me that she's so sensitive. She probably was like, if I had to guess. I want to say she was that girl that, like, developed early, was beautiful. A lot of girls were jealous.
Yeah.
So they called her all kinds of horrible names. Right. Would always call her a slut. She probably started dressing, like, how she said, like, oh, I got highlights and fake nails by the time I was in fourth grade. Like, she probably was having her mom...
She was probably trying to express herself.
Right. And, or, like, it was a thing of, like, making herself feel better because the girls at school were saying horrible right. things I about mean, her. And then the bullying gets even worse. You know, it's... I think I see her as that girl.
See, like, it's so hard to, like... I usually, like, I'm always, you know, I'm a la-la person. It's so mm-hmm. hard to connect with someone like that, though, because I was bullied for, like, being awkward and ugly. So it's, like, very different. I can't imagine, like, you being so pretty that everyone's jealous of you. You know what I'm saying? Like, she developed mm-hmm. and she was hot. Like, I just can't imagine that feel. Like, to me, I'm like, that must feel good to, like, develop and have people want to be you and like you.
See, I feel like so off the show, but, like, I feel like I heard things like that about Jessica Simpson. She, like, developed yeah. early and she was so beautiful and I'm people shocked. Made fun of her yeah. and hated her for it and tortured her.
Right.
I feel like with Lala... I get Lala. I like her.
Mm-hmm. Same. I really like her, but yeah. I feel
we've
like
always liked
with
her.
The rest of the cast has such a strong opinion against her.
Yes.
It's not to say we know her, but the her we get to see on the show, we all really enjoy.
Yeah.
I did hear Stassi say in someone's podcast sometime throughout this year, I can't remember what month of the year and what podcast it was, but she said she got the kindest edit we all have ever seen. So
oh, really?
That makes sense to me. It's like she really was edited into such a likable person for us, whereas the other people feel like their unlikable scenes get edited
that
in.
That surprises you know? Me because we like her, but not everyone likes her. So if that's the kindest edit, like, I wonder what she's like in real life because we yeah. like her, but not everybody does.
I mean, I think she's definitely been on some podcasts where you can go hear the way she speaks, and people were not kind to her on Twitter about it. I know she recently did Brandi Glanville's podcast. I think that was another one people were, like, blowing up on Twitter, like, this is the real her.
What did she
really
want
to
like?
Know? I didn't listen to it myself. Mm. I think there was a lot of cursing. I don't know, a lot of sex talk, maybe. I mean, that's to be expected.
I feel like a lot of people are like, oh my God, she swore. And it's like
seriously.
Mm-hmm. We swear. We're
right.
people. We're human beings. Mm-hmm. We swear we're not perfect.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I don't think she got... I don't know. I've never met Lala, so I can't agree or disagree with Stassi. But I feel like it wasn't very kind. It wasn't a kind edit. Mm-hmm. Like, last season at the end when she was at Tom and Katie's engagement
yeah.
party and she told
yes,
Kristen
correct.
To sit down and then... pushed her at the restaurant after.
Yeah.
That's not... I mean, that was kind of the Lala that I didn't like to see.
Mm-hmm.
And
yeah.
you're a little bit disappointed in, oh, she went there.
Mm-hmm.
But it's also real.
Right. And I think she always feels on the defensive,
right.
I think. So I think that's where she's coming from a lot of the time.
But I guess it seems as though what she was made fun of for being a slut or being a hoe... in her childhood, elementary school, junior high, and mm-hmm. high school, is kind of happening to her again. Like, Katie's
right.
calling her a slut.
Mm-hmm. And
that's
just
too.
Me guessing. I don't know. Maybe it was the opposite end where, you know, she felt gawky and awkward, and she was made fun of for that. Either way, I just think that this mentality of everyone else being friends and not really liking her
yeah.
Yeah.
feels like back when she was bullied, which is what the point her
and
mom
And it's
was
on
making.
National TV, so
right.
it could be affecting her different, you know?
Correct. What else did they say? Oh, the two drink thing I wanted to bring up
yes.
while they were out. I thought it was weird that she brought that up on camera, because that is certainly something that you can talk about with your mom, but you didn't need to say it on camera.
Right.
For the reality
for
show
the
for national
for the reason that they just, like, they're go-
right.
they just showed it.
So I don't know if that was, if she purposely said that to make herself look good, to make someone else look bad. I'm not sure what that was about, but it felt pointed.
I didn't think so. I thought it was one of those things, like you mentioned earlier, about not necessarily knowing that the camera is there, like you're kind of used to it and you're
yeah.
just having conversation.
Mm-hmm.
I loved how she said, this can't be my life.
Right.
Because I'm sure she doesn't think it was the kindest edit. Because
okay.
she's drunk and confrontational in a lot of scenes, and
got
and
it.
you're like looking like a party girl,
mm-hmm.
and the other girls look like party girls who argue mm-hmm. when they're drunk.
I mean, the thing is, and you don't realize, like, I'm picturing that. I mean, really, what you do is, like, picture those scenes, And it's like, you know that they only cut and paste for what they want. But, I mean, they could have literally had an hour dinner. And the reason why you start to forget that the cameras are there, not that you forget, I always thought they'd be, like, right up in your face. They're actually, like, kind of farther. And you forget because you talk for an hour. And you're like, you know they're not going to use all of it. So you're like, I'm just going to do what I do. And you just, you know you're not going to use all of it. So you don't realize what they're actually going to pick. Correct. It's, like, a weird, it's honestly, it's a weird, like, mind game. Like, the whole camera situation.
Got it.
Not all like right. I'm a freaking professional over here, but...
We got to motor through.
I did love that she said that she talks to her mom like four times a day. I thought that was really cute.
You know what? I thought this scene made her really likable. And the fact that she said she doesn't want to keep being this vicious person and doesn't want to keep saying bad things about them. Obviously, it was hard for her throughout the rest of the episode. But
She's aware of it.
It's an admirable thing to say because you're not seeing that from everyone else.
This scene from any other scene I think Lala has been in was you could relate to her most.
Yes. Very relatable.
Yeah.
Very relatable. Kristen and Carter have dinner at home. I thought it was hilarious. She's like, we're going to eat at the dinner at the table like adults and cloth napkins. Because I said the exact same thing last night. My boyfriend and I never eat at the table and I want to. And he always wants to eat the coffee table in front of the TV. I was like, that's just
that's like
so normal.
It's like
yeah.
Such a normal like coming of age, moving in with your boyfriend. You're starting to grow up and you're like, we're still eating in front of the coffee table like we're in college. When
I don't
do
think I've eaten in front of the table. And like, I don't have a table, first of all.
Okay.
But even when I go home, my mom and like we all just like sit on the couch and like it's weird.
Mm-hmm.
That feels like forever ago that I used to sit at a table when my mom would make dinner, like literally forever ago.
So Kristen and Carter do have dinner at the table like grown-ups, and they're kind of discussing Jax taking this rumor too far. And we're seeing it cross-cut with the rumor going too far at work. So like we said before, how everybody is spreading the gossip around work, it seems like it's getting more and more like telephone where people are adding to it, changing it.
Really diminishes Brittany.
Right. And so Carter is saying, well, I was there, which is the first. I didn't realize that until this week.
Right.
It might be the first time we realized that
right. This
week. So that surprised me, and I'm like, well, great, now we can have Carter be on the train and Jax is the odd man out, like, let's solve the mystery.
It makes Jax look like a bigger jerk.
Yeah. And then we get to see Kristen saying she's too drunk to remember what happened.
That was my favorite part of the show.
It was such a good edit. I'm stumbling over what happened. I mean, I don't remember, but then asserting 100% I did not go down on Brittany. So I still feel like I want to believe the girls because I think Jax is nuts. But it's almost like if they're like, if she's like, I don't remember, and Carter was asleep, Jax almost has a leg to stand on here.
But do you think, like, do you really think it's that big a deal? See, I'm weird, and, like, for me, I don't know, like, I'm straight. I don't like girls, but I don't know. I feel like I don't know. I don't think it's that big a deal.
I think it's up to the person. If you know, I think to him, it doesn't matter if it was a girl or a guy. Well, it definitely matters if it was a girl or a guy. If it was
right,
a guy.
I know what you're saying, though.
Shit would have went down, but.
I feel like you would remember if you did that.
You're right.
I feel like you would remember if you did that.
Yeah.
Like, even if it's a little bit, even if you blacked out, you're like, ooh, I remember. Like, you kind of just remember something like that.
I think so, too. One of the two of them had to have remembered.
Well, and with the information we're being given, I feel like I don't know who to believe. Because it looks like they're on the defense, and Jax is the only one that knows what happened. But I think Jax is a maniac, so...
It is hard because...
I don't believe him ever. So, here we are.
It's hard because he is... He is acting, like, insane, but think about it, like, he also may be really frustrated, because he was even like, I guess I'm the only one that knows this, nobody else knows this, I'm crazy.
He started the rumor last week, and everyone was like, stop, it's not true, it didn't happen, and all Brittany wants is an apology, and he can't do it. He cannot do it.
So that's where we really are. Like, forget what actually really happened. Like,
he's spreading a rumor about his girlfriend.
Right.
Yeah.
So she's upset. Lisa talks to her about it. She's upset. She sleeps at Sheena's.
But about her talking to with Lisa, you could hear how upset she was, and I felt like it was almost like she was going to cry, or from a distance, that shot looked like she was crying, and then you got up close to her, and there were no tears. And then that made me believe Brittany less, that she's as upset about it as she is.
Okay.
I didn't...
It's the edit's really good, because I think we're all, like, we believe, like, we want to believe who we want to believe, but there's reasonable suspicion.
Right.
Reasonable doubt. Case is not closed. So Brittany is so upset that she does sleep at Sheena's that night and goes back home in the morning. The cameras follow her. Jax is in bed and wants no part of filming, and they fight. So yet again, another chance for him to apologize and let it be solved, and he's adamant this still happened.
He almost likes fighting, it seems like.
Yeah.
Oh, I think he loves fighting.
Well, totally. You were saying earlier, before we started the show, he loves to turn the tables and turn it around on you. And I feel like that's his defense mechanism when he's wrong. So that makes me, you know, more where you're like, I don't believe Jax. Yeah, me too, because he always tries to turn things around.
And it brings attention to him.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
When he's done something.
And even, so the night that Brittany slept at Sheena and Shay's, they were at the bar and Brittany told Jax she was upset. And he told her that he can't deal with her upsetness.
Right. Another, we're going to start a new segment next week. Matthew wants to start it. I called him Matt, sorry. It's Matthew. He wants to start it. Is it just pointing out all the like malapropisms, the incorrect grammar? It's just fun to catch on to. On Bravo specifically, I feel like we get so much of it. See, and it's just so, so fun to catch on to.
Not smart like that, where I'm like, oh, that's a, what did they say that wasn't a word?
Upsetness.
You might be guilty of that yourself.
Upsetness. No, I am. They said something else, like hugeness. Maybe that is a word. See, I don't even know what's right or wrong. So, me, you could do that. Me, I will never know, because I say words that are not real, and people are like, just seem
like,
it's not a real word.
I'm like, pausing the TV, and I'm like,
I know, I'm like,
he just said
down.
Upsetness.
Oh, boy.
See, me, that's what it was, upsetness.
Are you,
I don't know.
Let's motor through the rest of what happened, because we definitely want to get to some news and gossip tonight, too. Katie and Tom call the venue. Tom is shocked at the wedding prices. He, in his mind, thinks a wedding is going to only cost $10,000, and God bless him, they're getting married in the middle of the week. My little sister's getting married on a Friday for it to be cheaper. I've actually never been to a wedding middle of the week. So I'm sure that drops the price even more. And it's still going to cost her over $18,000. Now, Katie gets her way in that they book the venue. They're in. They're giving him the money for the deposit. But then he goes on to tell her that he thinks that they should get a prenup and likens it to health insurance. What are the two of you, what are your take on the prenup talk? Like, do you think it is like health insurance? Is it a good idea for them? Or how do you feel?
You can answer. I don't know really much about the prenup, like, relationship situations, though.
I think it all has to do on a couple basis, depending on the couple. I don't really have an opinion on Tom and Katie's prenup.
Yeah. I think it's funny because only to me, I'm with her on what are your assets? You have $1,000 worth of sweatpants and that, you know,
right.
Those are your assets. And
that was really good.
And crushing college debt. So I kind of feel like they are a couple that doesn't need one. I think maybe he's thinking of it in the future. What if one
For
of them were to strike it big?
Right.
And they do break up. I think in his mind, he's so not ready to get married. He
still
was drug into this engagement. He's dragging his feet a little bit with the wedding stuff and trying to convince everybody everything's okay. We're good. We're going to keep it low-key.
He's like a little scared puppy.
Yeah. And I think this prenup thing is like, okay, pretty sure in 10 years we're going to be getting divorced. And like in my mind, that's what's going on in his mind.
I think he's running through the what ifs. Absolutely.
Yeah.
I loved his mantra, though. Don't complain and don't be cheap. Like,
he had to
tell himself that going into
that
phone
so
conversation.
Sweet. That's him recognizing, like, things about himself he doesn't like and wanting to grow up.
I'm in love with him. We can't talk about him that much. Not really in love, but he's just so cute.
No, but I'm in love with him, too,
okay.
But not
As
really.
As am I.
Yeah.
Okay,
yeah,
so we all are.
There's just something so
favorite,
lovable.
Favorite character.
He's a really lovable person.
Back to the Tom Schwartz love train. I mean,
Schwartzy Pooh.
Character, whatever choo, he is, choo. He's my favorite.
Yeah.
James, we get to see his apartment. I'm super confused. So is he's
oh,
claiming
my.
This little bachelor studio is the penthouse?
No, he's like, to me, he was crashing. It's like a crash pad. He's in the guy's living room.
Okay.
Oh.
Okay, so he's in the living room of the penthouse, using it as an apartment.
He made it seem like he was like... this is my penthouse. But then the way he said it, I was like, oh, wait. No, he's just...
I mean, I don't know. It's just how I viewed it.
I freaking love this show because it just goes to show you, like James is so full of himself and I'm the next this and I'm good enough to be at Coachella and I'm killing it. He won't stop saying he's killing it. And he's living in a living room on a mattress on the floor. Right.
Penthouse apartment.
That's not to say that everyone who everyone moves to Hollywood with a dream and we bum it and we sleep on couches and we don't have a lot and you do what we gotta do.
Yep.
It's just like he's so full of himself and thinks he's king of the world and the Beamer selfies and to go for the cameras to go into where he's living. I love it because it's like they don't try to fake it like a housewife would rent a house they don't live in and you know what I mean?
Yeah, absolutely.
Like these kids can't fake it and I love it. It's just the best.
Right.
I mean, he did his best to make it seem really glamorous, so.
Oh, yeah, that IKEA folding curtain really was.
Well, because I was at his last place when I was hung out with Faith like a few times and she was like, I went to where his old place was, so I never like got to see him there, but it was a very basic two-bedroom apartment, so mm-hmm. You know, it's I thought he was gonna upgrade, so I'm a little confused that he's in a living
room. He's on the top floor, so
all the way up
there you
all
go
all the way up. Lala comes over, sees the place, they have a little talk, they're recording a little music because their last single just killed it, just raging on the charts.
I actually liked it.
Oh, I liked it too.
Yeah.
I'm just saying, like, his take of what's so successful.
Yeah, his pump sessions and his
killing it.
He's hashtag killing the game.
Hashtag white Kanye.
Well, you know what it kind of shows too, though, I think, which is crazy, is it shows that you could be on a national television show, you could literally work for Lisa Vanderpump, who has millions of dollars, and is on Housewives show, and it's like, I don't know if it's maybe a matter of time, but they haven't broke into the mainstream, you know, kind of music industry, so it, like, shows how hard it is. Doesn't matter that you're on a show and you're showing your music,
right,
doesn't mean it's going to get on the radio.
They're still working their butts off. Yeah.
Oh, so they're not even done with, like, the album or anything. I don't know if...
No, I'm just saying that they're working hard. Everyone's like still working. Like it doesn't matter that they're on the TV show. Everyone's working hard.
Yeah, right. Yeah, that's what I'm saying. You'd think, like... it's just surprising, I think, to some people that it's, like, they haven't made it in that field, but it doesn't really matter. It's just crazy kind of how the industry works.
Well, and I think it's also a thing of, like, how people liken it to, oh, I was a celebrity's child and I didn't have everything handed to me. I had to work so hard. It's kind of like they have to prove they're not just a reality star.
Yeah.
You know, and they are edited into very spoiled, unlikable people sometimes or seemingly, like, very unlikable characteristics. It's probably hard to break into the things they really want to do.
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh. I'm sorry, guys. Woo. Let's move on to World Dog Day, which kind of capped off the whole end of the episode. It was a lot of stuff happened. I want to say the most important things to me that we haven't really covered yet was Lisa bringing up to Kristen's face the whole situation.
So inappropriate.
What was Kristen's response? Because I kind of missed it in taking all of my notes. Was she just kind of like, are you talking to me? Okay, bye? Is that what happened?
Lisa liked watching her
she
squirm.
She said, Lisa likes watching Kristen squirm, so she said she was going to do that. And so Stassi and Kristen come up, and Lisa says to her friend Joyce, the former housewife of Beverly Hills, you know, troubles coming this way.
Yeah.
So Stassi and Kristen walk over, and Stassi was kind and said, this is a wonderful event, and I'm so honored to know you. And Lisa couldn't just take the compliment. She had to just kind of, like, slam Stassi.
Of course.
Which is what she does. And then Lisa said, you both could donate. Stassi said, we did donate. And then Lisa said, I hear some are giving than others.
Oh, others. Okay.
And Kristen was like, me? And I actually believed that to be 100% a genuine reaction from Kristen, not knowing what she was referring to.
Right, okay.
And then Stassi was like, she's talking about Britney. And you can see Kristen's mortified, and then they cut to the interview, and Kristen's like, I am speechless.
Yeah.
I just think it's... You can have the drama on your Beverly Hills Housewives show with your co-stars who were, like, your equals in age and status or whatever.
Right.
But, like, you're insulting a young lady talking about something you have no idea what happened behind closed doors, and I just think it's completely inappropriate.
Well, I think she can't take a dose of her own medicine because she'll say whatever to them and everything that's written for her to say or what. I'm sorry, I feel like there's a lot written for her to say on this show specifically, as well as Housewives. And, you know, they, once they had some things with her they disagreed on, and then they said some rude stuff to the media, she couldn't wait to get back at them, and she held it over their heads forever. So there's a constant her just being nasty to the two of them specifically.
Yeah.
And I don't think she cares. I think she's like, I'm Lisa Vanderpump. If I want to stir drama, being immature, oh, that was inappropriate, I don't care.
I just feel like she thinks that Stassi and Kristen and some others are ungrateful.
Yes.
For the successes that they've received.
Agreed.
As a result of being on Vanderpump Rules.
Mm-hmm.
But they're having to say that it's working at Sir.
Yeah.
My own opinion. I just think it's so strange. It's like, obviously, everything you're connected to, Lisa, is a success. And I imagine she handpicked these people. I mean, if not a casting director, she had some sort of say. She knew what was going to be successful.
Mm-hmm.
I think they all appreciate what she's done for them.
Mm-hmm.
But I think, like, I don't think it calls for insulting them if they're not, you know, massaging you every 5 minutes.
I mean, and it's also Lisa's been involved in talking to so many different people and making side comments about this one event. So this is obviously like a producer intervention thing of, Lisa, this is what you're going to be doing with the cast this time.
Yep.
You know, obviously she's not a real cast member in this show. Everything's about, we're sending you to talk to so-and-so about this. So, you know, this is what the producers gave her.
Right.
I don't like that she's being so rude about it. It's Lisa. It's what we're getting from Lisa.
And I think she was trying to, like, as much be rude, she was trying to be, like, funny. Like, haha, guys, look what I'm bringing up. And everyone was just like, wait, it's not funny.
Yeah, I mean, that's her shtick, is, like, her little sexual side jokes. Yeah,
yep.
I mean, it's not for me anymore. I feel like it's stale.
You know how we said last week that it's kind of like they find scenes to throw Lisa into so she can get the lowdown on what's going on?
Yeah.
I had that same feeling tonight about James being the DJ at World Dog Day. Like,
okay,
I understand that they had music there and that they would have a DJ, but, like, you know, Pump Sessions is playing in the background of, like...
Well, she is his manager. She signed him as his manager. So I think it's, like, throw James into as much scenes as we can.
Yeah.
The cast hates him, so... It makes sense that they had the whole cast there and he had to be DJing.
And then they had manager Chad tell Lisa that James picked a fight with someone and that someone put James in a headlock. Chad, by the way, I have known since
God.
I moved to Los Angeles. He's one of the... He was
Is
one
he a
of
bouncer?
The, no, he's the manager. Well,
okay.
I think now he's managing Pump.
Okay.
But I've known him for 8 or 9 years.
Nice
he's
guy.
The best. Love him.
So is he on... He's... Do you think he's going to be on the show or no?
He wants to just work.
It was his cameo.
Let's
move on to the very end. Kristen and Carter take Jax outside after the World Dog Day is over to confront him about speaking about Britney. And God bless Kristen, she made it nothing about herself. Like, that just shows you the good side of Kristen. Like, I feel like she's always edited into, like, crazy side Kristen. Like, this just shows you, like, she's so sweet. She made it not about herself at all. It was only about you're treating Britney terrible, and she's so wonderful, and you need to not lose her. And, of course, Jax
even when
was
he
a jerk
yelled
about
at
it.
Her, even when Jax yelled at Kristen, and she was like, lower your voice, let's have a discussion, and then aimed it right back at what he's doing to Britney.
Yeah.
Britney's upset, and he doesn't care.
Exactly.
Yep.
Like, he just doesn't care.
Nope.
It's all about him. Like, she should be apologized. I feel like she has. I don't know. Okay. Any last thoughts? I want to move on to news and gossip. Anybody else? Anything? No? Anything
I forgot?
All right. News and gossip time.
AfterBuzz TV News.
Oh, God. There's a lot going on because we ran out of time last week because so much happened in the first episode. I'm trying to catch up on some things that happened. Okay, so back in early November, Sheena's husband Mike went MIA. This was widely covered on various news sites. People.com is reporting he went missing for 6 days. She cut off the credit cards when she didn't hear back from him, and then he subsequently cleaned out the bank account. This is all from a source, reportspeople.com, but I feel like People is a pretty legit, like, when they say something, they stand behind it. They briefly met after he kind of came back on the radar and have decided to live apart, according to this source. And they're going to meet up back in the new year. And so it's kind of like an indefinite separation. This is all according to a source, according to People. So
I mean, People is more like respectable than certain other right. little
like it's
little
not like
ones.
This isn't from Radar Online. This is from yeah. People. So a little bit more legitimate of a source. So that's what's reported. I hope he's doing okay. He kind of posted his own thing on Instagram to say hey, and he posted it with the newspaper, so it would show that it really was
that's
that
right.
day.
That's what I was just looking
saying,
for.
Hey, I'm not missing. I'm sober. I'm happy. He said, I love my wife, and I will always love my wife.
Right. Okay.
Sheena posted something shortly thereafter, which was a picture of herself, to say, the truth will come out this season on Vanderpump Rules, so stay tuned. So I'm assuming later on in the season, this will be part of the storyline. Like, we'll get to see what really, really happened. So I hope they're doing okay. I hope he's doing okay.
Yeah.
One of the days, though, that they claimed that he was gone, I actually saw him. And he was... Oh. Sheena was away, and...
November 7th might be the day that he posted that he's like, I'm not missing. That might have been
right,
what that was.
But within the days that they were reporting that he was gone, mm-hmm. I saw him.
Oh, well, there you go.
Yeah,
where?
Sheena was at the Reality TV Awards.
Okay. Yeah. Did he go?
He was there.
He went there last year too.
Yeah.
I saw him.
Yeah.
But he was like with her?
No, she was traveling. He was there.
Oh.
But not the point. Meaning he was not MIA.
Right.
He was seen.
Interesting.
Out and about.
Knows
we'll
all the dirt we'll here.
To verify.
Yeah.
The cast also all attended. Lisa had a big, obviously, it was to benefit the dogs, had a big extravaganza fundraiser. They all went to that. They all looked great. We did have a little birdie confirm some things for us. So we were very interested in Tom's hair last week. We didn't mm-hmm. know if it was like blonde highlights, what was going on, extensions, clip-ins. Somebody let us know that they are extensions. So they are extensions.
White extensions.
White, not blonde, because we couldn't tell from the color on our camera. Congratulations to Kristen on launching the Veggieholic website.
Woo-hoo,
I know
Kristen.
She's been looking forward to that so long. So, guys, I ran a poll actually on my Twitter for what recipe I should make. Unfortunately, I got very, very ill for the past week and finally coming back out of the house. So this week I will make what you all chose, which was the cauliflower with pesto recipe.
Are you a good cook?
Girl, I can cook, especially
suck.
Vegetarian stuff. I really hate cooking meat. I always cook vegetarian for myself when I'm like home alone. So I'm going to try that one out and report back to everybody. there was a lot of stuff going on, a lot of body shaming comments going on after last week's episode. I know there were some Katie comments and really a lot of stuff headed toward Brittany's way. Jax really was not having it and posted to Instagram quite the warning for everyone.
For everyone.
Said,
that was like a blanket warning.
This was the next day after the show. Negative comments about myself or the cast. I don't care. You have no life and are looking for attention, but bullying, body shaming will not be tolerated. I will block you and blast your comments and have your account shut down. My friends work at Instagram and are huge fans of our show, so please try me. You have been warned. So,
damn.
A lot of stuff. And, I mean, I know Kristen wrote on her website, too, about, like, let's quit it with the body shaming. So, let's quit it with the body shaming, people.
God, it's ridiculous.
It's so mean.
Well, that's all I have for news and gossip. Anybody, anything else before we move on to predictions?
Nope. No, I think you got it covered.
All right, guys, let's move on to predictions.
And now, your AfterBuzz TV predictions.
What do you predict, Megan?
Oh, me first. Oh, my God, I hate going first. I think it's going to be more of a fun week. I think it's going to be a lot of fun with Tom asking the guys to be his groomsmen and Katie asking the girls to be her bridesmaids. Looks like Katie's going to make some fun crafts. I didn't really follow all the things.
I didn't follow it either.
Like a balloon and a cloth and the thing and the pot. I don't even know. But the Katie and Lala showdown I'm looking forward to. I'm hoping they come to some sort of agreement and that there's... I don't think they will.
It's amazing.
I want them to come to an agreement, but I don't think they will, and maybe this is what led to ultimately Lala leaving the show.
It's amazing to me that the body shaming is off limits, but the slut shaming is not.
It's alive and well.
Right.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Good call out. Yeah. What are your predictions, guys?
I think that we're going to see a lot more of James and Jax, like, on their own separate little things going on, just being crazy. And I don't think we're going to have closure with Jax and that whole situation. And Brittany, I don't know if we're ever have closure with it. I love her. Like, I don't know if there's going to be closure, but I mean, I don't know. I don't see it happening anytime soon.
Okay.
I don't think there will be closure with Lala and Katie.
Okay.
I agree that I have a feeling this Kristen Brittany thing is going to go quite a bit longer.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think this is something that's probably going to take up most of the Vanderpump Rules reunion.
It's going to have its own, what do you call it? Like package at the reunion. We're going to beat it to death. Jax is still going to be on his side saying it didn't happen, or did happen. They're still going to claim it didn't. I think so, too.
Okay.
I think even though they are together, according to social media, they're still not going to agree on it by the time we get to the reunion.
And I think there are arguments aplenty in store.
Yes, wonderful. Well, thank you for joining us, guys. Another great episode this week. We're so excited for next week. Join us in the chat next week. We'd love to chat with you. Justine, where can they find you online, honey?
You can find me everywhere at Let's Face It with Justine and on Twitter, Let's Face It 33.
And you can find me on Instagram and Twitter at Matthew E. Payne.
And you guys can find me, Megan Stecker, on Snapchat, Twitter, and Instagram. It's all at Megan Stecker. That's spelled M-E-G-A-N-S-T-E-C-H-E-R. Guys, I had an awesome weekend covering the Baby to Baby red carpet, which was like a lot of A-list ladies were out. It's an amazing charity. I want to get involved. It's all about donating your time or money to give people, first and foremost, all the things they need for their kids. Birth to 12 years old, you know, diapers, food, like really the basics. I don't know. I'm inspired. I'm inspired by a lot of stuff this week. Let's get involved. Good. Let's change the world. Peace and love, you guys. We'll see you next week.
Good night.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.